Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
A lie gets everywhere in the world before truth gets its boots on. A lie gets everywhere in the world before truth gets its boots on.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. They say that truth is stranger than fiction. Well, sometimes truth and fiction are the same thing. In the new film, This Is 40, writer and director Judd Apatow imagines the veteran British rocker Graham Parker getting back together with his old band, The Rumour. Well, guess what? That's exactly what Parker and the band had already done. We'll hear all about it. They've got a new record together called Three Chords Good, and Graham Parker and The Rumour are here in the Soundcheck studio to play a song for us. It's called Stop Crying About the Rain.
Ceiling has a subtle weight bearing down on you as gray as slate. But if you got something to cry about, come on baby, let it out, let it out. But stop crying about the rain. Stop crying about the rain. Water on your window pane. Hey girl, stop crying about the rain. Ooh, stop crying about the rain. Yes. Ah. I know you've been through more than enough. Lots of bad things raining. Other stuff. And though I try to be your solid rock, you can't count minutes on a broken clock. So come on, stop crying about the rain. Stop crying about the rain. It's just water. Help it if it's coming down. It's not a metaphor, just soggy ground. One drop in the bucket seems to fill your head. Well, just one drop is just one drop, and that's what I said. So come on, stop crying about the rain. Stop crying about the rain.
Graham Parker and The Rumour, live in the Soundcheck studio. Song's called Stop Crying About the Rain, and it appears on the new album by Graham Parker and The Rumour, their first in over 30 years together. The record's called Three Chords Good. You heard Graham Parker singing, playing acoustic guitar, Brinsley Schwartz playing electric guitar, and Martin Belmont also on electric guitar, Andrew Bodner playing bass, Steve Goulding behind our drum kit, Bob Andrews on keyboards, lots of backing vocals there as well. And Graham Parker, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you for having us, the whole shebang.
The last time it was just you. You had just done your album of imaginary television songs.
Yes, imaginary television, exactly, yeah.
And in a funny kind of way, this little blog thing that you wrote on your blog, the Thoughts of Chairman Parker.
The Thoughts of Chairman Parker. Yeah, exactly. It's an essay. It's sort of essays I do, really.
Right.
It's not so much a blog.
A sort of throwaway line there turned into this Judd Apatow project.
Well,
right?
That might have been a small part of it. I think I said something about Judd Apatow, call me. And also, I don't know why, but, well, it's to do with the TV song, the songs I was writing for imaginary TV shows. And I wrote plots, of course, that went on the album instead of lyrics. They were the plots for the shows. And, I thought, well, Judd Apatow's got to pick this up and do a series. It's bound to happen, isn't it? I mean, you know, it will, right? So I said, Judd Apatow, call me. And he didn't until about a year or two, maybe a year or so later, whenever it was, after me and the rumor had decided to make a record together. Mm-hmm. Then he called me, yes.
Now, when he called and said, you know, I want you and the rumor to sort of play grizzled old veteran rockers who are sort of finding their way, I mean, did you think, oh, that should have been one of my TV shows? Or did you just think, score?
The rumor played like some pretty hot music, I must say. So they didn't play the sort of grizzled veteran rocks. They might look like it, but they didn't actually play it. I kind of hammed that bit up pretty big time. But as an actor, parentheses as well as quotation marks. I am now an actor, as you know. And so I hammed that up big time. I had a lot of fun with being, you know, the old guy that brings the record company down.
Right.
That Paul Rudd's character has foolishly invested quite a lot in.
There's another character who says to the Paul Rudd character at one point, they're watching you guys playing up on stage, and he says something to the effect that I can't watch a band where I know all the members remember D-Day.
When you know all of them remember D-Day.
That's right. Chris O'Dowd, the actor, the funny guy, he's brilliant.
Go over with the band?
Well, I don't think they heard that thing. I think they'd all gone home. Most of the stuff happened later. So they were like, they're complaining now, see? They're starting to think about this. Wait a minute, but it's too late.
Yes.
It's done.
Now you, Graham, I mean, aside from writing treatments for television shows that would never be made, did you have any experience in acting?
No. I said to Judd, it's a very bad idea, pop singers acting. They're all awful. But if anyone can do it, it'll be me. And then I broke into my Sammy impersonation. I'm Sammy. Pachow, 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 pachow. He looks at me like this. Goes, this is bad. This is wrong. He thought he was going to be assaulted at any moment. But then he called me up a week later and hired me. So everything went pretty well in the end.
Okay. And the result is this movie called This Is 40 by Judd Apatow and co. And it opens on December 21st. And is curiously timed quite close to the release of the album, Three Chords Good.
Well, yeah, we did the album in July last year, which means it should have come out in April this year. But Judd at some point emailed me and said, you might want to hold the album to pick up on the wave of publicity of this one. So I couldn't really disagree with that
idea. A good decision. Yeah. Now, it had been more than 30 years since you and the rumor had been together. Is it like riding a bicycle? I mean, when you all got back in the same room at the same time together, did the chemistry just, you know, kind of reassert itself?
Well, it felt like a bicycle with four wheels, actually. I thought it was like a lot more solid right away. We just started playing, right? Everyone was just...
Yeah.
The tires needed pumping up. Yeah. There was a little bit of that and a bit of oil. A few oil changes went on as we were doing the record, but... it seemed to me, you know, not to denigrate any of the producers we've had in the past, all very talented, but it's a weird thing when the artist and the manager is picking a producer, not the band. Now, these days, all the mystique has gone out of producing records. You know, you work with a great engineer and a co-producer like we got in Dave Cook, And it's like, you know, I've learned to arrange the songs so that mm-hmm. we don't have to faff around with them too much, as we say in England.
Now, had you written the songs before making the decision?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, there was nothing about the songs that I thought was anything like The Rumour, but there never has been. I've always just written songs.
Yeah.
In a way, it's just like I follow where the muse takes me, to use a cliche. But so I just wrote them, and by the time that I started playing them, it was like, oh, this is perfect. It's absolutely right for this band now, in this stage of time. I think.
Was that scary?
Well, no, it was because we spent so much time laughing. We do a take and then laugh about it. I think we were laughing about the fact that we were all still here and alive.
Right.
And all in the same studio.
Yes.
And it seemed like really funny to us, didn't it, for some reason? It was like we were all sort of blown up on some kind of weird alien gas, you know. We'd do a song and then we'd all be like, you know.
Well,
it was like a lot of giggling going on and stuff. It was tremendous fun.
Graham Parker and The Rumour are with us on Soundcheck. The album's called Three Chords Good, which I'm not sure what you meant by the title. I take it almost like a kind of statement of defiance that, you know, when it comes right down to it, if you got the right three chords, that's good enough.
Well, I would have come up with something more obscure that would definitely destroy its chances of getting anywhere. I wanted to do that, but Apatow got hold of me and said, okay, we need an album title. And we just done the record. I said, "What? Why? Because we got to do posters and stuff. You know, we need to know
for the film,
for the movie. Yeah, yeah. And we'll also bring in. We also need a cover. And I'm like, you know, I need 6 months to ruminate over the title and come up with something that will confuse people who are not like sort of geniuses. You know, I only appeal to an elite crowd. You know that, right? I only want to. You know, so I was like, okay, three chords, good. That's pretty good. I said, what about that? And he said, that, yeah, whatever. He didn't care. And it was like, okay, that's a pretty good title. I thought, you know, it's dumb. And they come up with a cover, which is probably the worst album cover in human history. And I said, yes.
And you used that for your album cover.
Yeah, yes, yes. I wasn't going to think that through.
So once again, truth and fiction, sort of the distinction between the two being blurred in this new project from Graham Parker and The Rumour. As seen and heard in the Judd Apatow film This Is 40, the album's called Three Chords Good. And the song you're going to do for us next, Long Emotional Ride, people will look at that title, listen to this song, and think, it's got to be about getting back together with the band.
Well, that's an interesting thing, because in October 2010, I think it was, we, some of the band members, me, Bob, and Martin, and my first manager, and a lot of people from 76, came to New York to watch a documentary of me, a mm-hmm. screening, which, of course, is now unfinished because The Rumour got back together. Well, it should be finished now, but it had to change. And we went to Washington. I realized a lot of people that I barely knew actually put in a lot of money to the Kickstarter thing. And a lot of people.
So it was a fan funded project.
Yeah, it was a fan funded thing. But a lot of people sort of cared about this. And it kind of touched me a bit. And I went off and wrote that song. And I think I'd started writing some of the other songs. So around the winter of 2010 into very early 2011, I was writing all the songs. But that song was particularly affected by that. So there was all this weird emotion going on that was quite powerful. And out of the end of that long emotional ride came the song.
Well, let's hear a performance.
Let's go for it, yeah.
Graham Parker and The Rumour live on Soundcheck. Now, this again comes from the new album. They'll also be going back into their back catalog for another song. Let's hear Long Emotional Ride from the album Three Chords Good, live performance from Graham Parker and The Rumour on Soundcheck. Mm-hmm.
I thought I was a cold, cold man. As a writer, you have to be. Got to observe everything from a distance, recorded for posterity. But lately I've been feeling things that I never felt before. Maybe I'm just getting old or something, but something broke down my resistance and opened the door. Oh, there's a long
never took one word of advice. Never in my whole life. But now I wanna hear what other people say. Whether it's wrong, wrong or right, yeah. I dreamed I saw a movie of my life. I thought I dreamed it, but it was real. I realized I've been surrounded by friends all of the time, all of the time. Goes round and round and round all of the time, all of the time. Oh, there's a long, long emotional ride, long, long, long emotional.
That again is Graham Parker and The Rumor live on Soundcheck with Long Emotional Ride. You'll find a version of that on their new album, Three Chords Good. And of course, going into the back catalog, you'll find a handful of records that Graham Parker and The Rumor did back in the 70s. And this next song, well, if you're going to go back, you might as well go all the way back, comes from originally Howlin' Wind, the 1976 record by Graham Parker and The Rumor. Here's a live version of Soul Shoes.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't got no worry. I ain't in no hurry. You better tell your mother that you're a real soul brother, yeah. When that rhythm plays, I don't know how to cry. I got my soul shoes, yeah. I got my soul shoes, yeah. I got my soul shoes, yeah. I got my soul shoes on my feet, yeah, yeah. With another guy. If you want to grieve me, baby, just let the soul up. Yeah.
tell your mother that you're a real soul brother. Yeah. Well, I feel like I've been living today. Yeah, 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 yeah. But when that rhythm plays, I don't know how to cry. I got my soul shoes. I got my soul shoes, baby. I got my soul shoes. I got my soul shoes on my feet. Yes, I got my soul shoes on my feet. I got my soul shoes down the street. I got my soul shoes right on beat. I got my soul shoes on my feet. That's all right now.
Parker and the Rumor, live on Soundcheck with an old classic, Soul Shoes, originally from their 1976 record, Howlin' Wind. And again, the new album is called Three Chords Good. The band plays itself in Judd Apatow's movie This Is 40, opening on December 21st. All right, so Graham Parker and the Rumor back together after more than 30 years. When do you do your Great American Songbook record, and when do you do your residency in Vegas?
The Great American Songbook. Let's see. I did.
Isn't that what 70s rockers are doing
these days?
Well,
I've been through that period. I did Sugary on an album about 10 years ago or whatever. So that we'll call that the American Songbook. we're done with it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's great to hear you guys back together and you know, sort of plumbing the older catalog, too. It was nice to see before we went on the air today, you and Bob trying to remember the words to Soul Shoes.
Yeah, well, we can remember them on shows, but at this time of day, we were like, there's so much faffing around getting into New York City. It's such pressure just to park. You get in here and everything, your mind turns to mush, but it all came back. When the red light was on, didn't it, Bob?
All right.
Yes, it was all right on.
The album is called Three Chords Good, the latest from the reunited Graham Parker and the Rumor. Guys, it has been so much fun having you with us. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
This is Soundcheck.
Thank you.
They said you had your own goal and put a lot of strain. They said that you was no class. Perpetual iconoclast. I knew that love could not last with an old soul like you. I heard you had a strange past. I hear a lot of things. You wore a lot of strange masks and clipped a lot of wings, like venom in a shot glass, like liquor in a hot flask. I knew that love could not last with an old soul like you. Why this hammering in my head? I can't hear myself